You are, as you know, of course, in a very trying time. But one of the lessons for a trying time is the lesson that tells you that while you cannot change the things that you are dealing with, you can adjust how much energy you are using to deal with them. This is very difficult in the human condition because it is the human nature to want to make things come to a right outcome. It is in the human condition to want things to be truthful and fair and good. However, you are in a time when none of that is happening. So then the job adjust you, not it. But it says to you, so, given that I can see that this is some strange war out on the battlefield, how much of my energy do I want to engage with the battle? Of course, we would never tell you not to know that there is a battle. That would be too far on the other end. But this practice about feeling how much is too much when it is leaving your body, how much is too much engagement with your mind. And of course, the thing that is absolutely a challenge for the human condition. The voice that says, I will not rest or breathe or have joy or live or anything until the correct outcome happens. That is never going to be a workable thing on the planet. People who are able, and we understand this is difficult, but people who are able to feel and enjoy and laugh, and when many things are going on, they are not demented. They have shifted their own energy focus to make joy important, to make love important, to make happiness important, even to make your ability to move in the world and do things, to make that important as well. So this is a time to practice, a very not one perhaps we would have chosen for you, but in the way of the world, this is a time for you to practice this. Your energy needs to go to you. It needs to go to your well-being. And here may be the hardest part of all. It needs you to be focused on the things that bring you joy. And so if you have an old belief that says, I will not be joyful until certain conditions are met, this is the time on the earth to put that belief down and say, I will be joyful because I can be. I will be joyful because I am built to experience joy. I will not limit or make my life smaller because I have cut off my ability to live until the outcome I want has manifested. That is a very, very dangerous way to live. In your history, there was a time, of course, time is so fluid for us, but it was many years ago in your time, and your stock market crashed, and things that had been worth everything were worth nothing. And the response to that was that there were many people who took their own lives because they did not have a perspective that was larger than that moment. As a total irony, as I'm sure some of you know, even after that terrible day, many stocks began to regain their value again. And so it became a really painful moral lesson for many people, because the point of wisdom was not to depart the human condition. It was to wait. It was to wait and watch as things began to right themselves again. And we do not feel that any of you, of course, are going down a suicidal trail, and we are happy for that. But what we are saying is there is something to be taken from that lesson. This is a time to watch and to wait, and not to say, I will only be happy, I will only be joyful when conditions are met that I believe should be met. No, that is not to say that you are not right about wanting that. The part that we want you to focus on is that you do not accidentally cut off your own experience. You do not cut off your ability to feel, your ability to see beauty, your ability to enjoy love, and to enjoy the people around you who care about you. So this is what we are saying. This is a time to stand back energetically from the madness of the world, but do not let go of your own ability to feel and love and have joy. We understand it is a big assignment, but when you find yourself tightening against things you do not control, that is the time to remember that lesson. So, if you will now begin to breathe easily and deeply, and feel love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear. And let heaven send you a warm rain, and feel it flow around your body, around your thoughts, around any anxiety you might be holding in your body from the week. And let the rain wash it away, gently, easily. Let that rain make you free. And feel the air around you become full of the blue of peace. Breathe that peace into your body. Exhale all that is not peace. And become aware of your own energy becoming straighter, more cohesive in your body, and using that straightness, feel your energy rise. Let your crown open. And as your energy moves out of your body, feel the coolness of the night sky and the perfect balance of all creation. Universes, star systems, planets, all being held in perfect order, exactly as they should be. And feel the lightness of yourself in the universe, carrying your light exactly as you are intended to do. And know that all light is valuable, and all light defeats darkness. And in the night sky, see that a path, your path, stretches out in front of you and moves upward. And put down labor and let the universe fill you and move you along your path so that you are walking that path without effort. And let your path take you to a place that has been prepared for you, and see the beauty of the light that opens to you. And as you walk through the gates of light, breathe in the energy that has been prepared. And find that your place is without care, and that water runs through it, and you can drink and refresh. That energy, golden energy, falls on you and invites you to take it in. And know that you are never alone. And as you walk to the place where your teacher waits, allow yourself to feel gratitude for the connection between the spirit of the universe and your spirit. Spend this time with your teacher. Now let your teacher give you a gift. And thank the teacher who has come to be here with you. Take in all that is in this place for you. And come to the opening and to your path again. And feel the night sky and the coolness of the air. Come gently into the room again and above your circle. And as a service, find for those who sit here with you a message or a gift. Thank you. When you found your messages or your gifts, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.